You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of CROI 2009, the 16th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections. The conference took place in Montreal, Canada, from February 8th through February 11th, 2009.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, Editorial Director of The Body Pro. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who have actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
David Bangsberg at Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard Medical School.
Could you tell us a little bit about your poster?
This is based on a group of people who are homeless or marginally housed in San Francisco who are on antiretroviral therapy where we're measuring their adherence with random home pill counts, which we have found to be a very objective and reliable measure of adherence, much better than self-report. And we follow these people over time. And we asked the question, among those patients who are virologically suppressed, what is the risk of virologic failure, rebound, as a function of the duration of prior suppression? So the basic question is, do you need the same level of adherence to keep your virus suppressed 12 months into therapy than you do the first few months of therapy? And we hypothesized that the level of adherence required to sustain viral suppression would decline with time, possibly because the reservoir of latently infected cells declines with suppression.
Has this question ever been asked before?
Not that I know. So we used a statistical approach called marginal structural models to look at each patient every month, look at their level of adherence, and look at their risk of virologic rebound. And then we stratified that as a function of how long someone had been suppressed. And you can see that we have a population which is largely people of color on diverse antiretroviral therapy. There's a high prevalence of injection drug use, crack use, and alcohol use. And so this is a population at risk for incomplete adherence. And as we look at them, we broke adherence down into four different levels and found that at least for levels of adherence above 50%, the risk of virologic failure at any given level of adherence declines with time. So here's people who are taking 50 to 74% of their medications. This graph looks at the probability of virologic failure and is a function of the number of months of prior viral suppression. So early on, you have about a 50% chance of virologic suppression with this level of adherence. And this declines to quite low as you maintain 12 months of viral suppression. So the interpretation is the goal remains the same. The goal is to achieve as perfect adherence as possible. And the better the adherence, the better the chance of durable viral suppression.
What's the magic percentage number? I remember 95% was...
There is no magic number, but with currently available therapies, most patients can achieve reliable viral suppression at more modest levels of adherence, 70 to 80% adherence. And I want to just be clear that the goal is perfect adherence, but there, with more potent therapies, the window of adherence that can lead to viral suppression has opened up a bit. And what this data suggests is that this window opens up a little bit further, changes as someone gets deeper into or it has more extended duration of full viral suppression.
Was this known before?
No.
And is this different because of the strength of the newer medications?
Well, I think the more potent regimens have opened up this window of adherence, but to such that you can achieve virologic suppression with less than a window that's wider than 95 to 100%. But what this does is look, among people on a given regimen, how does the risk of virologic rebound change over time on a particular regimen? So here we're controlling for the type of regimen.
So what does this mean for short-term interruptions?
For short-term interruptions? Well, we think
of therapy, yeah.
We think that, I mean, interruptions of treatment are appear to be bad. And they have low-level virologic replication, immunologic stimulation, and I think interruptions should be minimized. In terms of interruptions early into therapy may have more damage
lead to a greater risk of biologic suppression than interruptions later into therapy. But still, the more interruptions, the greater the risk of biologic rebound.
Are you going to be continuing following this population?
We are still following this population. And we'll continue to follow this population at least for another year, depending upon our funding.
Were you surprised by the results?
I think that we hypothesized that this would be the case based on what we know about HIV in latently infected memory cells, and that that population declines over many months to years on treatment. And with that declining population, we hypothesized that you might have more of an adherence cushion late into viral suppression than early into viral suppression.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from CROI 2009. For more coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/CROI2009.